Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Appling takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgson. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fernandez for a passed ball. Sierra moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Latigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lopat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Lopat moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Lopat scores. Tucker moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tucker scores. Callaway moves to third. Wright moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Callaway scores. Wright moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Latigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Latigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Hodgson moves to second. Pete Senter now pitching. Ed Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lopat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopat takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to third. Latigiani moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Senter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Senter strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Macioas is 0-for-1 in the game. Macioas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1-0-0. Sierra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lottigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blas Monaco pinch hits for Pete Center. Blas Monaco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Monaco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Macchioz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Johnson now pitching. Jim Hegan now catching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Callaway strikes out. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball towards right. Sierra catches it and throws to home to double upright. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Les Fleming batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lottigiani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macchioz. Lottigiani reaches second base with a double. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Johnson. Lottigiani moves to third. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Lottigiani scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Mack, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Dutch Meyer pinch hits for Vic Johnson. Dutch Meyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pajani now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hodgen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lodigiani is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lodigiani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sierra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Fleming reaches third base with a triple. Sierra goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1 White Sox. Ken Keltner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lopat is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lopat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macias, who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Fernandez scores. Lopat goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callaway is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Callaway strikes out. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 11-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Macias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani juggles the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Charlie Brewster pinch hits for Johnny Pagani. Charlie Brewster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brewster takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Case is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Macias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macias is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Macias hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack scores. Brewster moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, White Sox. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.